This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coffee Club, we love our fur babies, and your lab, Noelle, had some issues yesterday.
I'm telling you, it was the scariest day. Have you ever seen an animal have a seizure?
No, honestly, no.
Ever had a dog that had a seizure?
No.
Me neither, until yesterday. You guys, it is the scariest thing to watch this dog that you love have a seizure. Never before. So yesterday, we get done with our work here. I leave. I'm heading home. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to lay down and read for a little bit before I kind of start my afternoon here. And of course, my chocolate lab is laying there next to me. She's about 7 years old, as she does. And all of a sudden, she kind of went to get up and her hind legs weren't moving and her back was arched.
What?
And I'm like, what's going on, bud? I'm thinking, do you have a muscle cramp? And she takes her front legs and falls off the bed.
Now she's
on the floor, and then I'm start to freak out. I was like, what is going on? So I'm grabbing her, and her face, her eyes aren't blinking. Her eyes are stared straight ahead, and her legs just are straight out, stiff and shaking. Every leg is stiff and shaking. So her whole body, it's like every muscle in her body is shaking and stiff. Out of nowhere, you guys. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, are you choking? Are you having a stroke? So I start screaming. And I'm like, Steve, get up here. He comes up and he's like, okay. Oh my God, she's having a stroke. Wait. First thing I do is overreact like my dog's dying. And I'm holding her. And she does not stop shaking. My daughter comes up and she's like, I'm going to start calling vets. So she's calling around to the vets. Nobody's got a doctor in, and I'm like, you have to find an emergency. Meanwhile, she is still having this seizure fit, and I've never seen this before in my life. It went on for 10 minutes.
Wow.
She seized for 10 minutes out of nowhere. So,
did you finally find a vet?
We did. Steve finally got a cold cloth. For some reason, he was like, here, put the fan on her. And he went and got a soaking cold cloth. And I was putting it over her face. And she started to come out of it. Okay. Huh. By that point, we got through to AIC in Webster. First of all, I got to give a shout out to these people. Because when I called, I was a raving lunatic. And you got to figure, these folks deal with raving lunatics, right? We don't know what's going on with our babies, but right. We love them. So the animal intermediate care in Webster and Dr. Elizabeth Lennon, she was wonderful. They're listeners. So you guys, thank you for understanding my insanity yesterday. I came in with my chocolate lab. You took her immediately. You realized that I was obviously in a rough state.
Is Noelle okay?
She's okay now. She had to have some blood work. She had to have they put some IV fluids into her.
Okay.
And I need to get her to see a neurologist. They think she might develop epilepsy.
Oh.
But, so I've been keeping my eye on her for these seizures. She said, you know what? it could happen again in 3 minutes. It could happen again in 3 years. It may never happen again. So we don't know. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what caused it. She was just sleeping, but it was so scary. So, you know, to have a job like that where you are every day dealing with people who are in a crazy state of mind, and they were so calm, Bo. They were so nice and lovely. And I was, I don't know what kind of language was coming out of my mouth. I'm sure it wasn't nice or pretty. So, like, thank you so much for anyone who does a job like that, because God bless you. Takes a certain kind of person.
You know, vets, of course, taking care of our fur babies, doctors, nurses. Imagine if they panicked like we were panicking. That would be craziness.
You know what I mean? I did not handle it well,
yeah,
to say the least. Like,
so
I was
yelling
at everyone in my family. I did not handle it well. So thank God you folks know what you're doing, and I can handed my fur baby over. But yeah, it was super scary. But if you ever have a dog that out of nowhere does have a seizure, hold them and get a cold cloth. Put it on their paws and put it on their face.
Interesting.
And it helps take them out of it.
All right. Well, we're glad Noelle's all right. And let's hope she never has it
never
again. WB, it's a great day to win with your B Morning Coffee Club. We got Vince Gill tickets coming up here in just a minute with the world's easiest contest. We tell you the answer. It's that easy before they even go on sale. I told you earlier, yesterday, Thursdays are my shopping day, grocery shopping. I stockpile.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Game plan, what I'm going to make. Sometimes I just walk around and things hit me, and then I'm cooking for the rest of the week, doing some meal prepping. I'm trying to eat better. And I go up to the deli yesterday. Guy next to me, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great, thanks. How you doing? I'm good. How you doing? And his cousin goes, oh, he just got it from Poland. He learned English watching Friends. Oh, I get it. How you doing? So then I'm like, how you doing? How you doing? Here's two guys. How you doing? We're just going off on each other in a very fun way. I got to thinking, all right, this maybe makes sense. When others are coming into the U.S., they want to learn our language, English. Mm-hmm. And so watching TV shows. Friends is number one, by the way. I went to Mr. Google. I checked this out when I got home. And friend, you won't believe what number two is. Won't believe what number two is. To learn English that people in other countries are watching. It is The Simpsons.
Oh.
Don't. You know, imagine that.
Bacon.
Yes. Exactly. Homer and Barter teaching them all. If you think someone's talking a little crazy, well, that's maybe how they learned English. Have you ever tried to learn a language by watching a TV show, a movie, or anything?
Well, when I took French in high school, we would watch movies and our teacher would go through and switch it out, whether it was like French speaking, English subtitles, then French subtitles, English. Like, she'd switch back and forth like every 5 minutes as a way to learn French.
Did it work? So you're good at French?
I was a French tutor in high school, if you can believe it or not.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I was so good, Bo, that I taught others how to speak French.
Well, then please teach us some French.
Yeah, come on there, Frenchie.
Je m'appelle Hope.
What
my
is
name
that?
Is Hope.
Oh. So you're teaching my name is Hope?
Oh, I just, je m'appelle Bo. There you go. Now you can say my name is Bo.
What other French do you know?
Je suis drôle. I am funny.
Oh my God. This is what these kids were stuck with. Isn't that all you need to know about me? Is that my name is Hope and that I'm funny.
Wow.
Come see, come sa.
Yeah.
So okay. So. All right, well, I took French too there, Frenchie. Yeah.
What'd you just say to her?
So so.
Oh, just so so.
Yeah, she translated afterwards. Oh, okay, come see, okay. Come sa.
I translated for Miss. I was a tutor.
Wow. Well, we all learned a new language today, sort of. Hey, let's make a part of the world's easiest contest. Vince Gill tickets coming to Kodak Center. Wouldn't be before you could buy them right now. Call number 19. We told you that Friends is the number one TV show people use to learn English before they come to this country. Number two was the surprising one. It is The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Wow. Bum, 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 bum,
yeah.
Bum, bum,
na, na, na. Call number 19. You just got to read that back to us. That's how we... give away the tickets. World's easiest contest. 585-252-WBE. 252-9233. You got your Beat Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bow, producer Hope. And you know what? We still haven't done the double play of George Strait and Chris Stapleton. So those tickets are still available this morning for you to win. Right now, we got Heidi from Brighton here. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So we're talking about when people are going to move here to this country from other countries and they're trying to learn English. The number one TV show they watch to learn English is Friends. What is the number two show?
The Simpsons.
Yeah! Eat my shorts. I mean, Bart used to say that kind of stuff. Imagine what they're really learning. Oh! How about Mr. Terrifying. Burns? How about Mr. Burns? Excellent.
And then Miss French Tutor over here. Did you hear all about that?
Yes, I did.
French,
oui, oui.
Yes, oui, oui. Do you want to tell them in French that they've just won Vince Gill tickets?
Oh
no, because she doesn't know how to speak it. Congratulations.
Okay, it's been 10 years.
Congratulations. In plain English.
Thank you so much.
You just won tickets to an evening with Vince Gill at Kodak Center May 8th. Tickets are going to go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
That is totally amazing. I'm so excited. I listen to WBEE every morning, and today is the Bee Friday at work. Woo!
Bee Friday at work? So you're...
Yep, we listen at work all day.
Where do you work?
Lattimore Physical Therapy. Wait,
Lattimore please. Physical Therapy.
Thanks for the ad.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoy those tickets.